All right, welcome back. Chris Gordy Show, Sports 1280 New Orleans, rolling on here on a Thursday. Counting down the days, 48 hours, well, a little over 48 hours until the Tigers take on the Alabama Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa, looking to do something they have not done in 8 years. And look, last year we tried to do some good juju. We had some guys on from the 2010 LSU team because that was the last time the Tigers had beaten Alabama in Tiger Stadium. And it didn't work. So this year, we're going back to the last team that won in Tuscaloosa, 2011. Trying to bring back some good juju. And one of the guys who was part of that team in 2011 who played in the game of the century that it was called as the LSU Tigers beat Alabama 9-6 back in 2011 was running back Michael Ford. And he joins us now. Michael, what's going on, man?
How you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. Good to have you on, and always good to talk to somebody from Leesville up there in central Louisiana. You guys have had some pretty big-time athletes come out of Leesville.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Mawai was one of my guys. Kevin Fuller. Yeah, I had some great guys.
Yeah, so it's always good to get a guy like you on, man. You were a big part of that team in 2011, obviously the run game. And it's funny, Michael, when we look back on that team, you know, outside of Tyron, I mean, obviously the defense was so good, but you guys were so balanced. Like, it wasn't like one big star, you know, like a Leonard Fournette. You guys were a collective unit that all kind of had your good moments. You know, obviously the quarterback spot, it was Jarrett for a while, then it was Jordan. So it's funny because we look back on that team and there was so much talent, but there wasn't like one guy that stood out on the offense for that fantastic season of 2011. It was like a balanced effort.
And I think that's what made the season so special, was that we had so many guys, because you really couldn't key on, like you said. And we had great receivers. We had great running backs. We had great quarterbacks. We had great offensive linemen. And like you said, the defense was ridiculous. I think like the whole D line almost went like first round, second round, third round. Secondary was the same way. We had a stacked team that year.
So take me back. Every time I get a former Tiger on, I always like to go back to the recruiting days. You were one of the top running backs in the country, a four-star out of Louisiana, and I'm sure you had a lot of interest from other places. But I guess the timing worked out well, right, because LSU was just winning the national championship on that 07-08 season. What made you pick LSU, and how easy was the decision, I guess, when they're holding up the Crystal Ball Trophy?
Oh, yeah, it was. Even without the Crystal Ball Trophy, it was easy. You know, I feel like hometown, LSU. Everywhere, being from a small town, everybody's an LSU fan. Everywhere you go, it's LSU, LSU. And that's always the dream school when you're coming out of high school, is to go to LSU. And, you know, and then when you get that offer, everybody in your school talks about it. Everybody wants to be your friend. So just the energy you get from that is bar none.
Give me a good Les Miles story. I'm sure he, did you have some good recruiting stories of him coming to the house, eating some of the food?
Actually, when he came, I was in school. And he came to see me in school, but he went to see my mom and dad. So I didn't really get good stories. He met with my mom and dad.
Yeah, we had Les on the show a couple months ago, and he told all these stories of how he'd go to one house and eat a full dinner, and then he'd go to another house and have to eat again. And I can't imagine what that's like for some of those coaches. But, yeah, look, man, I mean, you guys had some special talent when you were at LSU. Take me back to that 2011 season, and we'll ignore how it ended, because I think that puts a damper on how special that season really was and what you guys accomplished. But as that season was going along, did it feel like, man, something's different here?
I believe when we got out of camp and we went to play Oregon that year, I believe when we beat Oregon, that solidified that was going to be a special year. When we came out and we beat Oregon like that, we really felt like this is the year. This is really the year.
Yeah, I think really so much was made of the speed of, I think it was LaMichael James, and when Sam Montgomery penetrated and tackled him in the backfield, I said, uh-oh, Oregon's in trouble here. I'll never forget Sam slapping the floor of Cowboys Stadium, like, ready for the next play. And I'm going, oh, Lord, this defense is on something.
Yeah, and then Tyron goes down and knocks the punt out of the hand, and we score right there. It was, everything just went our way that year.
Talking with former LSU running back Michael Ford. So take me to the week of the Alabama game, man. I mean, obviously, big expectations, number one versus number two, and very similar to what the Tigers of this year's team are going to be facing this weekend. What was that week of preparation like? We know it's always been the bye week kind of falls before this game. Yeah. What was the hype up, and was it hard or was it easy to kind of block out the noise and not think about, man, one versus two, whoever wins this game is going to Atlanta at the end of the year?
I will have to commend that to Les Miles and the coaching staff, Cap, because Les Miles was a coach that, you know, he believed in us, and he always believed that we were number one. So it wasn't like that we looked at Alabama as a team that was just, oh, anybody. You know, we respected them at the same time, but we went into the game and Les Miles had us ready, and our, you know, position coaches had us ready that we're going to win this game no matter what. We are the top team. They gotta come through us.
And you guys certainly, I mean, it was, I've never watched a game, Mike, where I've lived and died on every single play. Like, it was almost like like postseason baseball where you live and die by every pitch. Like, it felt like, man, every play, every first down, everything was, you know, because yards were so hard to come by that night. It felt like every play was something big.
Yeah, that was, and the amazing thing about it, the first half, it's Les Miles great at it. The first half, he's always, okay, we expected this. And when we went in halftime, we adjusted. That's when we kind of went with me on the option game, and that's when we start busting open a little more. So he was great at getting us ready for, okay, they're going to do this for us. Then when we go into halftime, he adjusted and be like, okay, this is what we're going to do now. So he was really great at that. So in that first half, when the yards was hard to come by, it wasn't like we were shocked, because when we went to the SEC championship game, it happened again when we played Georgia. It kind of looked like we came out slow, but yet Les Miles already prepared us for it. When we came out of halftime, he was already telling them they're going to throw the whole kitchen sink at us. So when we come out of here, we're going to blow them out.
No other Tiger had more yards than you that night offensively. 11 carries for 72 yards, and you know, I think really the star of the night had to be Drew Alamon in the kicking game, making all three of his field goals. And what I got to get your thoughts, man, looking at this LSU team this year, are you surprised with this offense and how up-tempo and spread and scoring all these points? Man, I mean, obviously Joe Burrow is a dynamic, incredible quarterback, but some of you guys as former players must be looking at this offense going, man, what would it have been like to play in this system?
Well, I would be, because I'm a running back. I always want to run it. But, yeah, it's totally different. It's special. Like, it's really special seeing the points that they're putting up and, you know, seeing the atmosphere, because bar none, LSU, when you go there, and giving the fans, you know, what they always wanted, the points and stuff like that. But I believe, yeah, Odell, Jarvis, Reuben Randall, Cajun Bull, like all those guys would have loved that offense to come out and swing the ball like that. It would have been special to see that and play in that.
I got to get your thoughts on the running back this year. It's so funny. I mean, when you talk about guys like you, and you know, you came after Hester, and then, you know, we had Spencer Ware and Kenny Hilliard and all these different guys. And then, you know, in recent years, Leonard Fournette and Darius Geis. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a small guy. He doesn't look like he should be as good as he is, to put it bluntly. What have you seen out of Clyde? And, man, he has really come on here in recent weeks. And, you know, maybe it is this spread offense that opens up more running lanes for that attack. But man, Clyde is really having a nice year.
And when I'm watching the game, I say the same thing. This kid is special. A lot of people are sleeping on him. But I think that could be the secret weapon to the game. If they, you know, Clyde comes out and have a great game, going to be special, because I don't remember the last running back that had 100 yards on Alabama.
Yeah, it's been a while for an LSU Tiger running back to have 100 yards against them.
Yeah, so that can be what they're not preparing for. They can come out and get that running game going along with the passing game. LSU could possibly blow them out.
Is it crazy to see a guy like I mean, we liked Joe Burrow from the minute he got here. And obviously, he got here late in the game. He had to learn the offense. He had to develop chemistry with everybody. But on the sidelines before the Miami game last year, when he starts getting into it with some of the Miami players and he's right there in the middle of it, I'm going, okay, this is a guy. This is a guy that I want as my leader, a guy who's going to be, you know, that you can go to war with. And it seems like he's gotten tougher and tougher as the year has gone along. Man, Joe Burrow seems like the type of guy, he will not be fazed going into this tough environment in Tuscaloosa.
I definitely don't think so. I think anytime a kid transfer and come to another school and works his butt off to become a starting quarterback at a top university, he's a tough kid. Like, that to me, that takes a lot of guts and a lot of commitment and a lot of, you know, love for the game to do that, to stay grounded and stay committed to doing that. So I definitely think he's very tough kid.
The scary part about this, Mike, is if LSU's able to get a win in Tuscaloosa, they very well could see Alabama again in the playoff. It could be a kind of a repeat of the 2011 season.
And that's the part where it's going to be like, at the same time, you got to respect it, because even when LSU wins, where do Alabama fall? Because they're not. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, but we can't worry about that. Got to worry about doing something we haven't done in 8 years. I'm curious your prediction. I mean, do you think this is it? This is the year that LSU finally gets over the hump? And look, that Alabama defense, as good as they've been for the past decade, this seems like the one that's maybe not as strong as the ones in the years past.
I believe this defense is not as strong, and I believe their running game is not as strong. They usually always have a good – I don't believe their running game is strong. I believe if the D-line does a great job, LSU has a great chance of winning this game. If they can get some pressure on that quarterback and just don't let him sit back there and sling it, this is the year for LSU.
Talking with former LSU running back Michael Ford, of course, as part of that 2011 team, played in the game of the century in Tuscaloosa. Last time LSU and Alabama were 1-2, and of course LSU won that game. Catch us up, man. What have you been up to? I know after you left LSU, you ended up signing with the Chicago Bears. Spent some time there. I know you spent some time in the CFL. Catch everybody up. What you've been doing these last couple years?
Yeah, I was with Chicago Bears for a little. Went to the CFL for a little bit, and I was with Atlanta in camp for a little, and then now I'm in New Orleans. I got married, and I'm a personal trainer right now.
So let me, because I saw you and your wife. You have like a blog set up, right, where you guys are life coaching people and that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir. My wife's a visionary coach, a therapist, and I do personal training, and you know, kind of talk to kids, high school kids, and stuff like that about just the game and the mental part of the game and stuff that I learned along the way.
Well, very cool, man. Ford's Field is the website, fordsfield.com, if anybody wants to check it out and get more information. And, man, some of the pictures I see of you, it looks like you haven't stopped working out since you left LSU, man.
No, sir. I still work out. Still get it in. I'm still believing for it to get signed with a team. I haven't given it up yet.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, look, it's and you got these other leagues popping up with the XFL. No one knows what's going to happen with them. I know we had some former LSU guys over in the you know, tried out the Alliance of American Football. So it feels like there's going to be more opportunity for a lot of guys here over these next couple years. Guys who maybe the numbers in the NFL game will expand. You never know. So I think that's all you can do is stay in shape and be ready for the next opportunity.
Correct. Stay in shape. Keep believing. Keep having a positive mindset, yep.
He is Michael Ford. Michael, hopefully we brought some good juju, man. Having a guy from the 2011 team on tomorrow, Reuben Randall's going to come on with us. So we gotta keep this thing going here and try to will the Tigers to a win on Saturday.
Yes, definitely. They're going to bring it home.
Michael, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate you bringing me on.
Awesome, man. Michael Ford there, former LSU Tiger, part of the 2011 the team that went undefeated and went to the national championship, but we all know how that season ended. But I don't want to take that away from how special of a season that was, and obviously the game that highlighted that season the most was LSU beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa, the quote-unquote game of the century, 9-6. And just telling you now, this game of the century 2.0, it's going to have more scoring. I can guarantee that. This one will not be 9-6 in overtime. It's a Chris Gordy Show, Sports 1280.